This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Janice Marsh Prelesnik was trained as a musician, but much of her life has been spent in holistic healing as a midwife, as a massage therapist, and as an herbalist. Now, Marsh Prelesnik uses the sonic experience of plant music in her expressive arts music therapy practice with people in hospice and memory care, during bodywork sessions, and for deep relaxation and meditation. She talks about her life journey from and back to music.
Well, I started out in music. I went to MSU in 77 to 81 as a music major.
So I guess the question is how you go from music to midwifery.
Well, my fourth year of music school, at the end of the semester, I had my first baby. And she was born at home. That was 37 years ago, almost 38 years ago. And I just fell in love with midwifery, and it reminded me of how my grandma told me stories of how she used to attend births when she was young.
So it's kind of a family legacy.
Yeah, she was made to quit school when she was at eighth grade, 13 years old. So she helped the ladies when they had their babies then. I guess that was back in 1910 through 20, something like that.
Yeah, and I imagine just about everybody had their babies at home.
Yeah, that was before there were hospital births. So I grew up hearing her stories, and then when I had my first baby, I just remembered, like, those stories and how much I loved natural process. That's really the foundation. I love natural process and watching life unfold as it would in nature.
Yeah.
So then I decided that I wanted to be a midwife, and I always knew I would go back to music when my kids all grew up. So I was a home birth midwife for 36 years. I can't believe it. It's a long time.
You must have a lot of babies out there that your grandma too.
Yes. Couple I'm going to go visit today. Yeah, so I attended home births all those years, and I studied herbology, and I've studied massage therapy, all different things that I could put into a healing arts practice. And music, I've always sung, you know, with clients or for clients, and I always had it in the back of my mind that I wanted to study music therapy, which was one of my first choices, but I went into music ed. I felt like I needed more life experience for music therapy for myself. I realized that my body wasn't always happy getting up in the middle of the night and being on call all the time.
Yeah,
and
it's a tough job.
I became a grandma, and which I take very seriously, my role as a grandma, and how it was just too hard for me to be on call all the time. So I started transitioning. That was like 10 years ago I started transitioning. I came to Western to study music therapy, but it didn't really work for my, you know, for an adult who was still working. And so I finished that as expressive arts therapy in another school. So now I'm a retired midwife. And I do really miss it, but I don't miss being on call all the time.
Yeah, if you could get those women to have their babies at 2 in the afternoon.
And
but they never do.
No, the kind of anxiousness of, like, the responsibility.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Marsh Prelesnik talks about how she discovered that plants make music.
I teach herb classes, too, about medicinal herbs and using herbs and all the plants around us for nourishment and wellness. And I was teaching at a conference, the Great Lakes Herb Fair, and one of the other herb teachers said to me, "I know you're a musician. I have this video of plants playing music, and you have to hear it." So I'm like, "Oh, what? Okay." So I heard it, and I'm like, "Oh, I have to have that machine. I don't care how much it costs." And I'm like,
"What
is
this machine?
I have no money." But well, the original machine I had, it's from Italy, and it was built by a group of people in a place called Damanhur. I'm not sure I pronounced that right, but they study like natural process and they develop this machine. Their focus is more on how do plants communicate with one another.
Ah, I see.
So what they came up with were electrodes that attach to the plant. It doesn't hurt the plant. In the original machine, one went in the soil and you tried to get it near a root. The other went up on a leaf and it measures like the vibrations moving through the plant.
Kind of like electrodes you'd use on a human body in a hospital that we see?
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But they're more sensitive.
I would think so.
Yeah. They're very sensitive. So then that sends that information to a synthesizer. Well, in the original, it was, a MIDI box I had. And that translates those vibrations into music.
Wow.
And so what the person who's working with the machine can do is change the settings to have different sounds. For instance, there could be pan pipes or it could be string instruments. So it makes different sounds. There's an organ
pipe. So those vibrations are kind of translated into these instruments?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you think, you know, like you see, like vibrations, they're going up and down.
Right.
So the synthesizer takes that information and changes that into sound. Every plant has a different rhythm to it, and it has different intervals to the sounds that you hear. So like, for instance, this desert CD that I have, I found that most of the plants were very similar because most of the plants on here are cacti.
So, yeah, you'd kind of expect them to be similar.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus a palm tree or something else.
Exactly. And a lot of the sounds that are coming, and the rhythm especially, has to do with how hot it is, how sunny it is, the time of day. What I've discovered is that, well, I was going to do some house concerts. You know, people had their friends over. We're going to listen to plant music. But I soon found out that plants slow down at night.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But I mean, like, the sounds would just go really slow. Sometimes it wouldn't even, they wouldn't even play.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Janice Marsh-Prelesnik, community healer and mystical music gatherer. Her album, Desert Song, is a result of recordings of plant vibrations. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.